This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend less time in line and more time riding your favorite attractions. TouringPlans.com.
Hey everybody, it's Stacy from Must Do Disney, and you are in the place to be, the Disney Nerds Podcast. Check it out.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kraft proudly presents a show that has the whole town cooking, The Kitchen Cabaret. And now, here's your hostess, Bonnie Appetit.
Oh dear, it's time for another meal. Yes, there are days when I feel downcast and get the mealtime blues. If I don't plan a proper meal, my menu will be bad news. All the mealtime blues can get you. Every time you dine, you all can't beat that bad and end up feeling fine. So on those days when we feel downcast, I'll give you all some clues to work magic in our kitchen, and chase away the mealtime blues. Now the timing's right, the show is prepared. Let me serve it all up to you.
Hello and welcome to show number 280 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. This is Ed, and on this week's show, it's Sweet 16 for the Walt Disney World Dining Madness. What we're going to do is go over the last 16 teams of the tournament to decide which is the best sit-down restaurant at Walt Disney World. If you've listened to the show for the last couple weeks, we've whittled down a pretty big field of 64 sit-down restaurants to just the 16 we have tonight. Before we continue on, let's see who's on the show with us tonight. First, we have Lisa. Hey, Lisa, how's it going?
Hey, Ed, how you doing tonight?
Oh, very good, very good. I just found out I had off tomorrow, so it's a great night. Along with us, we also have Morgan. Hey, Morgan, how's it going?
Hey, guys, how's it going today?
We're all doing really well. And we have Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, how's it going?
What's up?
Doing well. We're doing all okay, guys. For the Sweet 16, we're going to go over these last couple rounds. And you know what? I've done my homework. I had to go out and look up a couple menus just to make sure what they've been serving at these restaurants and kind of weigh things out. Because we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. And these are the best of the best. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and go through each of these games or matchups, and each of us are going to have a vote. Along with that, we have our live audience with Lisa and Jimmy from our Tuesday night shows on Facebook who have their vote, and we also have the online audience who've gone to our website, the Disney Nerds Podcast blog, and have been voting out there also. If you've noticed, we have somebody missing tonight, and that would be Sam. Sam's right now in Walt Disney World. If you want to see what he's been up to, he just put another photo report up on our blog. You can go check it out. So we have his picks, and Jimmy's going to read those tonight.
Yes, I'm very excited. And to balance you out, because I know you went and did a lot of homework, and just so there's balance, you know, we need light and dark side of the force. I did no research at all, and I'm just going to shoot from the hip.
Okay, well, there you go. So before we start our Sweet 16, we have a couple things to kind of look at number-wise. I always like to see what teams have made it so far, and I tell you what, our matchups are pretty out of control. We've only got two number one teams left in the tournament, and we've also got two number 13 teams left in the tournament. So we've got all different sides right now. It's going to be very interesting to see which way this goes. There's going to be a lot of close matchups, I'm sure.
Hey, Ed, how did we get these rankings?
Sam did some incredible homework and took the rankings that Touring Plans puts together every year. People send in different types of reviews, and they fill out a survey and decide what they think about all the different restaurants in Walt Disney World. We took those numbers and applied it to our March Madness and basically came up with our rankings that way. Every so often, you're going to see a restaurant that you can't really think how it got that number, but based on the whole comparison and what's going on in the restaurant world at Walt Disney World right now is where these rankings came from. Okay, so let's dive into this because I want to get into the food. So we're going to start out in the Magic Kingdom brackets. We have these two big games up there. We're going to have Victoria and Albert's versus the Plaza. Kind of staying around that whole lake there. I like it. We'll start out with Jimmy.
I am going to go with the Plaza.
That's not a big surprise.
I like the Plaza. I'm going to go with it. It's got a great location. And you know, I'm not the get dressed up and go out to eat type of guy. Give me a burger with some brisket on it and I'm happy. So I'll follow that up with Sam's vote, and Sam went with Victoria and Albert's.
Okay. Nice balance.
We just canceled each other out.
Okay. Lisa, how about you and our, live audience?
So we'll start with the live show audience. This was actually fairly well balanced on Tuesday night. Way more balanced than I thought. And I know I said on Tuesday night, I'm kind of still shocked that Victoria and Albert's is still in it. I really thought that this was, even though it's a number one seed, I kind of thought experience was going to outweigh the want to go to such a great restaurant. So with that being said, the team's vote, or the Tuesday night vote rather, was Victoria and Albert's. They all said that they'd rather go to Victoria and Albert's, or attempt to go to Victoria and Albert's, versus going to the Plaza. And I wholeheartedly disagree with them. I'd rather go to the Plaza. And that has everything to do with I don't want to get dressed up.
Right. Well, you know, I tell you what, if you have not been, it's the dream. And I can totally understand that. Morgan, how about you?
I kind of went with Lisa and Jimmy in here. I chose Plaza of Victoria and Albert's. Victoria and Albert's, just like you said, Ed, it is the dream. I hope one day to go and try it myself. But the location of Plaza is really good, and it's definitely something I would choose over Victoria and Albert's because I'd rather be comfy.
Okay, very cool. So now it's 3-2. The Plaza's winning, and I'm going to jump in right now, and I'm going to take Victoria and Albert's. I'd like to dress up once in a while, and if I have to, that's the place to do it. So we're tied, and we're going to go to our online audience to break the tie, which is great to do. And I tell you what, this was incredibly close. With a 54% majority, the Plaza moves on.
Wow.
Yeah,
number one ranked restaurant vanquished.
Correct.
By the Disney Nerds community.
And to keep track, the Plaza is at number 12. So that was pretty incredible. Well, let's move on and see if we have any others experiencing the same as we move on to that second game of the Magic Kingdom bracket. We've got Le Cellier over in Epcot versus Raglan Road. We're going to start this one with Lisa.
All right. So for the live show viewers, this was a tough one for them. Live show viewers went with Raglan Road. And then, excuse me, for me, I've done Raglan Road. I know it is St. Patrick's Day weekend, but this was more desire over experience, and I went with Le Cellier.
Nice. Morgan?
I'm going Raglan Road 100%. I mean, Le Cellier I haven't done. I always hear good things about it. Good place to get a steak, but cannot beat Raglan Road. It's just awesome.
Okay, it's my turn, and I'm going to go with Le Cellier. I really enjoy that place. Raglan Road is definitely a place I'm going to get to, but Le Cellier just to me is an incredible restaurant, and our online audience agrees with me, 66% to 33%. So that's 3 votes for Les Celliers, 2 votes for Raglan Road, going to Jimmy.
I'm going to go Raglan Road. Okay. I love the environment there. It's a great place not only to eat, but also grab a pint. I've only been there once, and I quite enjoyed it. Sam went with Les Celliers.
Okay.
That was a tie heading right down to the last minute.
It was, and Sam breaks it right away, and Les Celliers moves on.
And just for the record, that's, believe it or not, another upset. That's a number 11 seed taking out a number 7 seed.
Yeah, now that was another one of those seeds I had a little bit of a question with, but it is what it is.
And it is an upset because I am quite upset.
Funny. Okay, guys, let's drop down into the Hollywood Studios bracket and the matchup of the Yachtsman and the Hollywood Brown Derby, two distinctive type restaurants. We're going to start this one out with Morgan.
This one, it was no question for me. I went Brown Derby just for the simple fact of I have not done Yachtsman yet. And the Brown Derby, the atmosphere is just too beautiful. The food is awesome. So, yeah, Brown Derby all the way.
Okay, very cool. So, now, this was the first one I had a real problem with where I had to do a little bit of the research. And the Brown Derby has the great atmosphere. I totally get it. And there is some atmosphere, I understand, over at the Yacht Club. I haven't been. I've only heard people talk about it in reviews. The menus, then, were the deciding factor. And the menu, unfortunately, at the Brown Derby is somewhat limited. However, the Yachtsman is a pretty good menu. And everything on it I really liked, and other than the prices. But I would go with the Yachtsman on that one. The online audience, our friends, also agreed with me, 60% to 40% with the Yachtsman. And we're going to go with Sam next.
So where are we at on the count right now?
Yachtsman 2, Brown Derby 1.
Sam went with the Yachtsman, which doesn't surprise me because it's one of his favorite restaurants.
Yep.
Yeah, he was saying that last week.
And I haven't been to either of these. I'll go with Brown Derby. It's the only one I've kind of been to. I've sat in the Brown Derby during the Galactic Nights, and we ate, but it wasn't the Brown Derby menu. It was a menu that they served at multiple locations. But I've never even been in the Yachtsman, so I'll go Brown Derby.
Okay, very good. Lisa.
Alrighty, so for me, this was a no-brainer. One of the best meals I've ever had on property I had at the Yachtsman Steakhouse, so for me, that beats out the Hollywood Brown Derby.
Mm-hmm.
And that does make a 4 for the win, but I will also say that the live show viewers did agree that the Yachtsman Steakhouse should move on.
Yeah, definitely. Again, that's another one of those restaurants I'll hope to get to at least one time. I've just heard so many good things about it. Okay, moving on to the second game of this bracket, we have the Yak and Yeti over at Animal Kingdom versus the Sci-Fi Dine-In at Hollywood Studios. And for this one, I think we will start with the online audience. And our friends online, they chose Yak and Yeti by only 2%, 51 to 48. So that was incredibly close. However, for me, it wasn't going to be close. And I tell you what, listening to Sam talk so much about his Yak and Yeti experience this past week, that's why I'm taking Yak and Yeti to move on. Jimmy.
This is a tough one for me because I absolutely love both of these restaurants. I'm gonna go Yak and Yeti.
You went gut shot there.
Yeah, it's tough. That's a tough one. If you ask me tomorrow, you might get a different answer because I don't know. I quite enjoy both of them. And Sam's with me with Yak and Yeti.
Okay, nice. Lisa.
All right. I'm going to follow suit here. I'm going to say Yak and Yeti. And just like the Disney Nerds community online, the live show was just as tight as the community was online, but they did go with Yak and Yeti.
Oh, okay. And last, Morgan.
This was another tough one for me. I think I'm right with Jimmy on this. These are two of my favorite places. I'm going to have to go Yak and Yeti. But again, you asked me Marge just like Jimmy, and I might say something different.
All right. And we have our first sweep, which is very cool. Yak and Yeti moves on. But I totally get you as far as being able to change the next day. Sci-fi dining to me is an awesome experience. Again, we come back to the menu now. At this point, the menu is somewhat limited. And in my own opinion, as we get down to these narrow rounds, that's going to count a little bit more as we continue on, at least the way I'm looking at it. Okay, we're going to jump over to the Epcot bracket. And the first matchup, we're going to go with Via Napoli versus the Boathouse.
And Ed, pronounced Via Napoli.
That's true. You're right.
You're like Fred Kiefer. Fred Kiefer.
Like we're really going to listen to Jimmy for enunciation advice.
Napoli. Well, I tell you what, after editing the show last week, Sam definitely has it correct because he was trying to correct all of us with Napoli. And we will have Via Napoli versus the Boathouse.
I'm giving you a hard time. I say Via Napoli as well. And me and Lisa got corrected on the live show by our buddy Fred Kiefer. And
Napoli.
He sounded it out in words for us in the chat.
I really do well at Italian names for the most part. I'm pretty right on for the, like, I think. But I'll go with that. Anyway, let's get our voting down. And you know what, Jimmy? We're going to start with you. You're fresh with that name. What is it again? Which way are you going to go?
Boathouse. I'm going with the Boathouse. Not the
Since he can't say the other one.
And Sam?
Boathouse.
Okay. Quick start for the Boathouse. Lisa?
From Sam either. That's another one of his favorites.
Yeah, I know, right? Right.
All right, so for me, this was a no-brainer. I went with the Boathouse. I've had the experience of going to the Boathouse with Sam. That's like another worldly experience. I went with the Boathouse, but the live show disagreed with me, and they overwhelmingly voted for Via Napoli.
Very good. Morgan, you're up.
Well, I have not done the Boathouse. So for that reason and that reason alone, I'm going Via Napoli.
Okay, very good.
Napoli.
Okay. I'm going to the Italian place in Epcot where they serve the pizza.
There you go. Now, the voting is 3 for the Boathouse, 2 for Via Napoli. And I am going to go with the online audience who votes for Napoli, 54% to 45%. I didn't round up or round off, but they're very close. So we're tied up, and I am going to send the Boathouse into the next round. Boathouse moves on.
That Disney Nerds community and the online community matched up there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, very much so. Very cool. What do they know we don't know?
Joe Spady hates Via Napoli.
Really?
That's the worst pizza he's ever had.
Oh, it's such! I think it's fantastic pizza.
I've never been.
It's everybody's opinion, you know. It's what you're used to growing up with, and if you have something that's different, that's better, or you think it's going to be awesome.
I'm sure Joe grew up with some Domino's and stuff, and that's what he likes.
Yeah, we don't have any kind of like boutique, like fancy pizza places in North Carolina.
Okay, guys, so we're going to move on to the next matchup we have, and this was probably the worst and the hardest for me. We have the Be Our Guest restaurant over at the Magic Kingdom, that beautiful castle, and the Kona Cafe, the little restaurant that's on the second floor of the Polynesian, right off the monorail line. For this one, we're going to go with Lisa first.
All right, so we will we'll go with me, and this is a no-brainer for me, hands down. I'm going Kona Cafe, sentimental reasons, menu, Tonga toast. And I don't see the value in spending the money for Be Our Guest.
Okay, very cool.
As for our live show viewers, tough, they were 50-50. Literally split right down the middle.
Uh-oh.
Okay, well, that's a no vote then, so hang on to that. We're going to go to Morgan next.
I mean, this round I started going more strictly after the food. And for that reason, I am going with Kona.
Okay. So we're going to move on to the online friends, and they voted for Be Our Guest, 54% to 42%, so it was pretty close. And again, this one was a tough one for me. I had to go to the menus, I had to go to the experiences, I had to go to the ambiance of what's going on around it. And you know what? It basically came down to Kona in that it covered it in as far as atmosphere, because you still were at the Poly and it's still a nice like atmosphere there. And the menu is just incredible compared to Be Our Guest. So Kona for me. And Jimmy.
I'm going to go Be Our Guest. And, you know, I haven't been to dinner at Be Our Guest and I haven't been to Kona at all. But there's something about dining in. Beauty and the Beast is my favorite animated Disney movie. And there's something about being in that castle or in the West Wing that I love. So I'll say Be Our Guest.
Oh, no, I totally get it. I just can't have the steak again. And there's nothing else I liked on the menu.
The French onion soup is fantastic there. It's so good. And I think they serve that for dinner and lunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what'd Sam go? Because we could be in trouble if he goes a certain way here.
Believe it or not, Sam agreed with me.
No, wow. Okay.
And went to Be Our Guest.
Okay, so I tell you what, we have three votes each way. Our deciding vote was our online audience who went 50-50. So what we're going to do is, since we're kind of broadcasting this live video-wise, one of you are going to flip a coin, and we're going to basically let the coin toss decide the winner of this round, which is incredible. It's so close. And heads will be Our Guest, tails will be Kona Cafe. So, not to put anybody on the spot, but does anybody have change out there?
I have a coin.
Okay.
I'm glad you have a coin. I literally have nothing.
This is actually not really it's a coin, but it's a St. Michael's, like, medallion.
I'd have to make a call to the bullpen in the other room.
As long as we have two sides, we're good.
Yep. So, side A.
Right Kona on both sides.
And side B says patron saint of police.
Okay.
All right, so he is what?
The is what? Patron saint of police? Is that what it is?
Police.
Side A is Be Our Guest. Side B is Kona.
So heads would be A. B would be Kona.
Yeah. I don't want to watch
A.
So Be Our Guest moves on?
Our guest moves on.
How about that? I don't feel that bad about that one, though. I mean, it's a shame I went through all that struggle to make that decision and did not win, but still, it's not that bad. Okay, we're dropping down to our final bracket, the Animal Kingdom bracket, and the first matchup we have down there is the California Grill, way up there on top of the Contemporary, versus the San Angel Inn, way down there in the basement of Mexico. And we're going to start with Morgan on that one.
That's a good way to describe it.
That's a great way to describe it.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's perfect.
It's not in the basement.
You walk down a lot of stairs to get down in there.
There's like six stairs. It's not a lot of stairs, and it's outside. It's supposed to be outside next to the pyramid and the volcano along the river.
Let's make it even better. It's one's at the top of a pyramid. The other one's at the bottom of a pyramid.
There you go.
Okay, yeah, Lisa's description is better.
Yes, okay. So let's move on and actually vote. Morgan, you're up.
Okay. I've been to both. Neither one thrilled me. But I'd rather be on top of the pyramid than at the bottom, so I'm going California Grill.
Okay. I like that logic. That works. That works. It's going to be our online friends, and they're going with the California Grill with Morgan. Pretty hefty, 65% to 34%. I, however, am going to cancel that out with going to San Angel Inn. And again, I did a little bit comparison menu-wise. I wasn't impressed with the California Grill as much as I liked the ambiance and the atmosphere of eating in Mexico and watching the boats go by and all the other fun stuff down there. So that's why I went to San Angel. Jimmy.
I am going to go with San Angel Inn. I have not been to California Grill, so let me stick that out there. But I've been to San Angel Inn multiple times, and I absolutely love it.
Cool.
For all the same reasons you said, just the atmosphere is just fantastic and the food's really good. Sam is going to go ahead and cancel me out.
It's working that way.
And go with California Grill. And I can tell you, if you want me just to continue, I can tell you what Lisa's going to vote for.
Okay, Lisa. Jimmy, Lisa.
St. Angel Inn.
Lisa's definitely voting St. Angel Inn.
Yeah, no.
Kidding. No, Lisa's favorite restaurant on property is California Grill, so I know where she's going.
Okay, awesome. And our live listeners then, Lisa?
They also went with California Grill.
Wow, nice support there, huh? Very cool.
It's on an island.
Lisa bribed them.
Overpowering. The California Grill moves on to the next round.
Me and Ed's on an island in Mexico.
That's okay. That's all right.
No, it's not a bad island to be on. It's really nice there.
Right. You're on the river bank, and once you're done with dinner, you just go to the tequila bar.
Yep.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you'd be down there for a while.
Right.
Next time we will. Okay, our last matchup of the evening. We have the Rosen Crown of Epcot's United Kingdom versus the Chef Art Smith Homecoming. And I keep hearing more and more about this Homecoming restaurant that I might be making a special trip just to try it out. We're going to go with our online friends first. And they went with the Rosen Crown, 60% to 40%. Pretty easy right there. I, however, in the theme of canceling things out, I'm going to go with Homecoming. Jimmy and Sam next.
Sam went with Homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go against Homecoming.
So Rosen Crown. Okay, 2-2, going to Lisa.
All right, so for me, I went with, this is kind of interesting because both of these were not my choices, so I had to kind of readjust. So for me, I'll go with the home country. I'll go with Rosen Crown was my choice. And then the live viewers went with Homecoming.
Oh, well, nice. 3-3. Coming to Morgan. Break that tie.
Don't be thinking about it now. You should have this written down.
Do we even really need to ask what my answer is going to be?
Oh, that's right. I forgot. She's drinking out of the white lightning glass.
I got my lifetime refillable moonshine cup and my fried chicken. I'm homecoming all the way.
Well, there you go. Moving on, homecoming. Again, this one restaurant's definitely taking some notice. Looking good. So for next week, we're going to have four incredible matchups. We're going to have the Plaza, which I do not get that at all, against Le Cellier. We're going to have the Double Y's, the Yachtsman versus the Yak and Yeti. Over on the Epcot side, we've got the Boathouse versus the Be Our Guest restaurant. And to finish it off in Animal Kingdom, we're going to have the California Grill versus the Chef Art Smith Homecomings. Wow. I like to see something like that happen because you never expect it, and I've never heard of it, so to me it's a double bonus.
It's fairly new.
Yeah, no doubt. And again, this is what this is about, guys. We hear about all these restaurants, and we're voting some restaurants down, and we want to remind everybody, these restaurants are really good, whether we vote them down or up. I mean, they're still all very, very good experiences, and well worth trying out, definitely.
So I think that's one good thing about doing dining this year is it's kind of showing everybody all these choices that you can get on property. Even us who, you know, all of us, we go multiple times a year. We have that luxury. You know, we still have not been to every single place and our opinions are different. I'm going in a couple weeks and I'm sitting here like, I got to try some of these places that are making it through that I haven't been to yet.
Let me tell you. But I had the best burger I've ever had in my life at Planet Hollywood on my last trip. It was the American style Kobe beef burger. And oh my God, it was ridiculous.
Nice.
Yeah, and I haven't been to Planet Hollywood since they rechanged everything. So, you know, that got put on my list.
I had that and Caitlin had, it was some type of pasta. It was like some type of lasagna. It was L.A. lasagna is what they called it. And it was filled, these big pasta tubes filled. stuffed, and it had like a red sauce, but they deep fried the stuffed pasta tubes.
Oh, wow.
Put it on the plate, and both the manager and our waitress told Caitlin, because she was picking between two different pasta dishes, and they both said, no, the LA lasagna is the way to go. And I didn't realize this, but that may have been on their menu before. I thought Guy Fieri took over the whole like menu. He didn't. Some of the stuff is Planet Hollywood stuff. All the burgers and stuff are Guy Fieri inventions. And oh, they're fantastic. Cool.
I think I heard he might be going into the fast food business. Like, I think I saw the article is like Burger King and McDonald's got to watch out for the competition coming.
Well, he's got Chicken Guy, which is on the first floor of the same building as Planet Hollywood.
Yeah, it's behind it, kind of where the little tunnel is that you walk through with the shops.
What's their gimmicks?
Like, right, it's called Chicken Guy with an exclamation point. And if you are coming out of, I want to say, the Orange Garage, whichever garage is by the movie theater, and you make a right at the Coke store, so you're between the Coke store and Planet Hollywood, you have the restrooms and actually a new quick service, which I can't remember the name, on the right. On the left is Chicken Guy. So it's essentially the same building as Planet Hollywood, but it's the first floor.
Kind of around the back
side
of...
Yeah, it's on the side.
Gotcha. Well, it's pretty cool because Planet Hollywood's got the one bar on the one side, and they got this on the other side, I guess, now. And I think I remember I saw it's basically like chicken fingers or planks or something like that, and they've seasoned them.
And they have like a bunch of different dipping sauces that you can, that you can try. So.
Yeah, I did a post, I want to say like September. Like I got to go literally like the week after Guy was there to open it up and try it myself. And it's chicken, but he's got 22 different sauces. He's got all kinds of different sides. You can do mac and cheese, you can do fries, you can do fried pickles, like...
Do any of you guys have Raising Cane's by you?
No.
It's kind of... Raising Cane's has been around for a while. It started here in Baton Rouge, but they're all over the country now. I know they're in Orlando, and it's kind of... they do chicken tenders. That's what they do. Nice. And they have their own cane sauce, but it's... If it's anything like that, it's pretty good, probably.
Yeah, I did the post in September, but when I was there January, so you can do breaded or fried chicken tenders... When I was there in September, I did fried, but somebody actually said, like, hey, next time you come, try the grilled chicken tenders. And I tried the grilled chicken tenders in January. I like them better than the breaded.
What?
Yeah, well, like, it was marinated. It had more flavor.
Oh, sure. No, they do that really well. Okay, guys, so we want to hear what you have to say. What do you think? What's your favorite restaurant? Did it make it to this final round that we're in now? Did it not? Jimmy, tell everybody how they get in touch with the show.
You can email us at questions@thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds. Instagram @thedisneynerdspodcast and Twitter @thedisneynerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com, and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Okay, guys. Well, thanks for listening to show number 280 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. For Jimmy, Lisa, Morgan, Sam, our online listeners, our live fans, this is Ed, and we're the Disney Nerds. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye, guys.
So long, everybody.
Waharini.
Have a great night. Hakuna Matata.
Kongaloosh.
That was a long Kongaloosh.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So